time to wake to sleep with Sleep Science Today, where we learn to sleep well with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We talk all about sleep and the science behind sleep on this show because we want you to get a better night's sleep. For today's episode, what we're going to be talking about is all of the hardware, the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, why you want certain types, all the things that are good, all the things to avoid. We have a guest, Eugene Aletto from Bedgear. He is the founder and CEO of the company Bedgear. So, Eugene, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andrew. Look forward to the conversation.
Great, great. So we're really lucky to have Eugene because he has all the background information to be able to provide to help us understand how to get a better night's sleep. So let's just start off with the basics. How did Bedgear come about?
Well, it came about from having a kid that was my middle child that was not having a good night's sleep. He suffered from dust mite allergies, and the doctor said go out and buy a mattress cover, a vinyl mattress cover, put on the bed, and it was amazing. It solved the problem instantly. The next night we put it on the bed, and he was absolutely not coughing and sneezing. However, he woke up in a puddle of sweat. When you lay on anything that's vinyl or like heavy memory foam, they absorb all your body heat, and it really makes it uncomfortable. And that's, we couldn't find any product, and that's where I took my sort of my background, which was home furnishings. I had some friends in the fabric business, and we sent off a pair of lacrosse shorts. Sounds crazy, but I looked at my old lacrosse gear when I was a kid and realized that technology and fabrics have changed drastically. But in the bedding industry, everybody's still using, you know, high thread count cottons and vinyl to protect mattresses. And so from there, we developed a mattress protector that protects you from dust mites and allergens. At the same time, is moisture wicking and cool to the touch. And that was our first product. And we just kept going after more and more solution-based products. We then looked at the fact that pillows, one size does not fit all, and people are in the constant search of a cold pillow or the cold side of the pillow, or they're in search of the most comfortable pillow. And we realized that the best way to make someone comfortable in buying a pillow is to create sizing based off of body type and sleep position. So everything with Bedgear on our website or in the retail stores, they're always going to fit you for a pillow. They're not going to sell you a pillow. And then the next thing led to sheets. People are constantly sweating in bed or overheated or too cold. And we realized it was the lack of airflow to the bodies. So we developed sheets. And then ultimately that all led to the mattresses because people love our product. We have 30 million customers now in America. And they said our mattresses are the worst. We have too many sleep divorces. And you got to do something about mattresses. So now we have a mattress that's built to your body type and sleep position. And both sides of the beds can be completely different, even though it looks like the same mattress. So that's been, you know, just to give you a quick overview, that's been the journey we've been on, is just solution-based manufacturing.
Right. Wow. There's a lot there. So I'm excited to talk about each one of these things. Because these are such important issues for people. And just for myself as a clinician dealing with people and their sleep problems, the things that I hear, you know, there's some pretty standard issues that I hear a lot about, and I'd love to hear your solutions to them. So you started off with this one product, and then it evolved. Obviously, you're a creative person to be able to understand the needs and follow that through. So you've got your own, Bedgear has its own team of engineers and scientists figuring this out? Is that how you work?
We do now, yeah. Before it was me and one person when we first started. Now we have a team of engineers. We have a biomechanical department specifically, you know, measuring all types of, you know, your body types, measuring all types of temperature and moisture. And everything we're building is fact-based. It's not sort of this one size, one type fits all, which is if you go on the internet, you go on to people's websites, they try to sell you one product is going to cure everything.
Right.
But if you look at all the people that come in to you that have sleeping disorders or sleeping problems, you know that everybody's got something different because we're human and we are all different. So mm-hmm. your bedding needs to be fit to you, just like a pair of shoes, a pair of jeans, or a sports bra. Like one size doesn't fit all. So to take you down this path, where the idea came from, is when the bra industry went online, I remember my mom would go and getting a bra fit. You'd go to a store to do that. Well, a company called, I think it's called Third Love, came out with an algorithm and a way for a female to go online and get fit, a good fit for a bra. And if you think about it, you have cup size, back size, shoulder drops, and then usage, sports bra, and so forth. And when we looked at that here at the company was larger now. We have a product development team. When I mentioned I wanted to get people fit for a pillow, one of the people in the department said, what other categories can you fit people for that make a huge difference? And we were throwing it around, shoes, because you got width and you got length. And then one person mentioned bra fitting. And when we looked into it, we're like, holy cow, it's so similar to sleep because you need more than one measurement, right? So I need to know the shoulder width. I need to know how big of a person you are, right? Because that makes a huge difference. And then ultimately, you have all these different circumstances, right? Mm-hmm. If your mattress is firm or soft, if you sleep on your stomach, back, or side. So it really made a big impact on people's lives. And frankly, Andrew, when you're working in the clinic, and really taking the time to get to know the person that's looking for your help, even look at the way they gesture their head. You can tell how much time they spent on their left side or their right side, because you can stretch the tendons in your neck by having a firmer shoulder and a softer pillow on a mattress. You will start to stretch those tendons. So it's just observations, and nobody has come up with a better solution than bed gear when it comes to fitting the guest for a pillow. So that's just as an example of, in terms of, you asked the question like, who's doing this together? It's mm-hmm. it's a combination of science and art and being aware of people's problems. Is you right. got to have somebody that's got that mindset.
Right. Wow. Okay. So a lot of the things you just described would apply to pretty much anybody. So anyone who sleeps is going to want to have the right pillow for their body, the right mattress, etc. But then let's take it a step further. You have people who have things like sleep apnea, for example. So they have a sleep disorder. Do you have a range of products for people with those particular needs?
Yes. So a few things on all of these sleep disorders. There are people that have sleep apnea. There are people that have night sweats, right? So if you're a female going through a change, mm-hmm. And you have a partner, you now disrupt your partner as well. You have people that are on high protein diets that they don't recognize that's going to cause your temperature and your body to run hot. We sell a lot of professional athletes, so we see it all the time. Heat is a huge disruptor, which may not be a disorder, but it adds to disorder when you're trying to sleep. So
right.
all of our products, regardless if you have sleep apnea or you have night sweats or you're just going through a particular change in your life or you can't figure it out, most people don't realize the importance of removing the moisture and the heat away from your body while you're sleeping. It will drastically change the outcome of the recovery at night. And one of the interesting facts from our science department is that our bodies really barely move temperature-wise more than a half a degree to a degree. I mean, if you're 2 or 3 degrees in one direction, there's something drastically wrong and you need to get to the emergency room. So the point of that is that our bodies are stable. The challenge is that what we do to our bodies, if you're listening and not seeing this, you'll see my hat says sleep naked. One of the things that we were meant to do was to sleep naked. And the reason for that is we don't want anything really trapped next to our body that's going to increase our increase the heat and moisture and allowing our skin to do what it's meant to do, which is to whisk heat and moisture away. And that is also what takes the temperature and talks to the core temperature. So restricting heat and moisture or keeping it close to the body really causes a problem. Related back to sleep apnea, you know, a lot of people struggle because they're side sleepers. So a lot of our pillows have dual sides. One's more softer than the other. And the intent is that one is if I'm a side sleeper with a mask, if I don't keep that head straight and I don't help with those airways, I'm reducing the effectiveness where my head's sinking into a pillow. Some people, you know, they look for these pillows that have big cutouts in them so the mask doesn't move. Right. And the reason that they need those cutouts is because a lot of these pillows are that people are buying are these solid blocks of memory foam, and they have no give. So if I move a little bit in one direction and I hit that firm pillow, it makes the mask uncomfortable. So what we suggest is you take the bed gear pillow and you flip it to the softer side. And so as you move in bed, that softer material will not put pressure on the mask. If you're a back sleeper and you wear a sleep apparatus, you want to be slightly tilted. You don't want your head, you know, hinging. So we always tell people to tuck the bed gear pillow slightly under your shoulders. Most people put the pillow directly under their neck. And what they don't realize is that our backs have a slight curvature to them. So you're filling in the gap, but now you're creating a hinge point. You want a nice, even, perfectly even from the shoulders to the top of your cranium. You want to fill that in nice and softly so you get a nice downward, and that helps also drain all your nasal and all of your fluids from your brain.
Wow. Okay. So with all of this customization, which is great, how does someone do that? Can they do that online? Do they have to come into a retailer somewhere? How are they going to find the right thing for them?
Yeah. So we started at retail because it sounds super complicated when you're listening to this podcast. And we still recommend that you go to a store that carries bed gear because there's nothing better than to try these products on for the first time. However, over the last several years, because of technology and our science department, we were able to build an algorithm that you'll go through a sleep sort of sleep ID on our website. And that will ask questions like, what's your shirt size? For a female, are you a 2, 4, 6, 12, 18? You know, for a man, are you a 36, 42, 44, 48? That tells us, from a shirt size, it tells us the width of your shoulders. And then we'll ask you sort of simple questions as if you are, you know, what sleep position? Are you a back, stomach, side? Sometimes people have a hard time answering that, so we have an area where it's all over. And we love when people say we don't know, we sleep in every position. That's a very, very clear sign of a real issue happening. One, it could be sleep apnea. Two, you could have a really lousy pillow and mattress. And what happens is your body while you're sleeping is moving out of the pain, right? You could have an injury like a bad back or a bad shoulder, and laying in one position really causes you to have sort of, you know, night pain. So We make it super simple. There's a handful of questions. I think it's less than 6, if I'm not mistaken. And then we will give you your pillow ID number, and it's a number 0 through 3, and then that number will be applied to if you're a hot sleeper, neutral, or cold sleeper, and it makes it super easy to choose your pillow online.
Wow! Wow! Fantastic. Well, let me stop us here for a second because I've got to take a break, but we'll come back and there's so many more questions I have for you. So hang on, come back on Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky, and we will return with more questions. If you're having trouble sleeping and you need support, don't go it alone. Join us at our free online support group at sleepsupportgroup.com. Just put in your email address, sign up for the list, and you will be notified of all of our upcoming meetings. It's free, so why not try it out? Have you ever wondered why you can't sleep well? Well, there could be lots of different reasons. In order to figure it out, I wrote the book, Why Can't I Sleep Well? It includes 150 common sleep questions that are asked and answered, and I provide all of the supporting science and evidence to address each of the questions. I encourage you to get a copy of Why Can't I Sleep Well by Andrew Kolsky. It's available at www.sleepsciencetoday.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, welcome back to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We're talking with Eugene Aletto, who is CEO of Bedgear, and we're talking about customization of sleep products for you. So, let's go back to pillows for a second, because we were talking about pillows and sleep apnea and use of a CPAP, etc. And you've talked also a lot about heat and how heat can disrupt your sleep. And you referenced sort of the memory foam that traps heat. So when you all are designing pillows, mattresses, etc., what type of materials do you use that are going to be comfortable for the sleeper, last, but also not generate all that heat and moisture?
Yeah, it's a super, super important question to respond to. You know, everybody today eats clean, right? Everybody's looking for a way to eat clean. When you think of your bedding, we take the sheets off and wash them and we think we're sleeping clean. The reality is that the bile from our bodies are constantly entering the sleep environment, pillows, mattresses, and it's a breeding ground. And you can't wash a mattress, right? You can wash a Bedgear protector, a Bedgear set of sheets. And now you can also wash your Bedgear pillow because we've made them where you can remove the cover. When we did this, we started to realize that the competition, people that are building pillows that are one size fits all, they're using materials, because we started to take the competition product apart. They use materials that are absorbing the body heat and the moisture, like a piece of memory foam that's solid from one side to the other, and it's big and thick. And that material heats up. It needs your body temperature to soften. And it's great because it's gooey and wonderful. But after the heat builds up into that foam, it starts to give it back to you. So not only is your body 98 degrees, but now your bedding is a reflection of that heat. And so you have no exchange of air, which is the only thing you can do to remove that excess heat. So that's the issue with these foams. What we did is we did a few things. One is we created an open cell type of foam so that it has less density to where it's absorbing your body temperature. The second thing we did is we created a machine that perforates it. So if we do use a piece of foam, it has huge amount of perforation in it so that we can get the air in and out of that piece of foam that it continues to absorb from your body. The other thing we notice is that most people are using non-woven fabric. Now, non-woven material doesn't breathe. It's not meant to breathe. It's fused polyester, and you can't breathe through it. So they're using it to create structure in the pillow when they put the fill inside. So they put a pretty fabric on the outside, but they're using a non-woven, which is a 10-cent piece of fabric that's made out of polyester that doesn't breathe. We don't put any of that product any of those raw materials into our product because we know that there's a really hard time to get ventilation from the core of the pillow. Mm-hmm. The last thing we did is then we put an enormous amount of breathable patented gussets around our pillow with breathe holes. And think of this as a fire or a chimney. When you have all the cold air in the chimney and you light a fire, the smoke comes into the house. As soon as you get the hot air, which pushes the cold air out, it has an automatic where it's pulling the smoke out of the chimney. So by creating these two different types of ports, we were able to, once you lay down and you move your head back and forth, that pillow is compressing. It's pushing all that hot air out of the pillow. So it's really a cool technology and something we've created a patent over for the last several years. So those are the things we do in the pillow. Uh-huh. And I would tell you that equally to that, because the pillow represents 30% of your overall spine alignment, right? If you count your vertebrae from the back of your neck to the top of your cranium, one third of your vertebrae is sitting on a pillow, not on a mattress. So we still had 70% of your body and your vertebrae on a mattress. So right. We were solving a problem for 30% of your comfort, which is then why our customers asked us to help with mattresses. Mm-hmm. So what I would tell you is we took the same, the pillow is the bed for the head. I took the same concept of the bed for the head and said, I need a bed for the body, which is the mattress. And so those two things have to work together. And what we did on the mattress was I said, we got to do the same thing. Eliminate all this crazy heavy duty memory foam that's sucking in all your body heat and we're giving it back to you throughout the night. And I wanted to make the mattress clean. So mm-hmm. Our beds are made out of all modular parts. So in your house, you can unzip the cover, throw it in the wash. You can take a vacuum, clean, take the suspension system out and vacuum the inside and get rid of all the dust and the dust mites. Wow. You can replace parts. So if things start to get difficult where maybe your body changes, you become pregnant or you get heavier or you've got a shoulder issue and you want it to be softer, we can replace that suspension system that is appropriate for the time that you're sleeping on it. You don't have to throw the whole thing into a landfill. And we don't use any of that crazy non-woven material that's made out of polyester that doesn't breathe. So mm-hmm. Now the bed has optimal airflow and the pillow has optimal airflow. So that's a hyper focus of ours.
Wow. So I've never heard of the sort of modular approach before. So then that leads me to the question, if an average mattress is supposed to last around 10 years or so, how does that modular approach impact your mattresses? How long do they last?
Well, these questions are something that we get all the time. One, no mattress lasts 10 years. No pair of shoes last 10 years. Now, you can keep shoes for 10 years. You mm-hmm. can keep mattresses for 10 years. And they tell you it's got a warranty. So the consumer sees a 10-year warranty and just assumes that it's going to be good for 10 years. You can't buy a $100,000 car and keep it for 10 years without doing maintenance to it.
Right.
You're doing no maintenance on your mattress. So every day you lay on it, it gets worse and worse. Can you imagine what a mattress feels like after 5 or 10 years? You think it feels just as good from the first day you got it?
No, and of course not.
You spend a third of your life, as we know, in bed. So uh-huh. It's in the mind of the consumer. They cheat sleep by being cheap on what they purchase, and they think they should have it for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So in our mattress, it's the only mattress you'll ever have to buy. Why? Not because it's going to last you 10 or 100 years. You can replace the parts that start to wear out. As an example, I was 248 pounds playing middle linebacker in school. I left school that size. My wife was 125 pounds. My side of the mattress is going to wear out much quicker than her side.
Right.
Because I was just a bigger guy. Now, should I suffer while her side's perfect? The answer is no. Bed gear, you can unzip it, change out that worn out part, and not have to throw the whole damn bed in a landfill or replace the whole damn mattress because of one part.
Uh-huh.
So one last analogy is you buy a car, eventually the tires need to be replaced and the brakes need to be replaced, right? But you don't throw out the whole car because you need new tires. But the mattress and pillow industry, they're out of their minds. They're filling up landfills, 1.5 million mattresses every single month. It's the size of getting from ground zero to the top of Mount Everest. That's every single month, 1.5 million mattresses. That's how tall the stack is going into landfills.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right? When you think of that?
Wow.
So that's what we wanted to solve for is the body. You know, we want to comfort you throughout the journey that you have our products, and we want to make sure that we don't hurt Mother Earth while we do it.
Right. So, okay. So most people, I would guess, if you've got two people sleeping in a bed, they're probably going to have a queen size or a king size bed. And if you have the situation that you were describing where one person is like 250 pounds, the other is 120, so you obviously have a different need for the type of components within the mattress. So would someone be able, I guess your system, someone orders it with different sides?
Yeah. So this is so cool. So I've spent, the CEO of Porsche of North America, he lives in Atlanta, or did live in Atlanta. He wound up finding our pillows like really comfortable. So he called us up, and it was only a 3.5 hour drive to Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is where we had our manufacturing. And we were just getting started in the mattress business. And, you know, having German technology and having people from Porsche come to the factory was going to be like, I don't know how you would feel, but I was pretty excited and nervous at the same time.
Sure.
And so they drove in, and we got an opportunity to stand above. We have this like perch where you can see the manufacturing floor. And I was so proud with my hand. I said, look what we've accomplished. And in typical, you know, I always say typical German personality, trying to be funny, he says, Eugene, he says, I thought you made mattresses and pillows. I said, yes, look at everything. He says, no, you make brown boxes. I said, what do you mean brown boxes? He says, look, everything on your floor is in a brown box. He goes, you walk into the 911 Porsche factory in Stuttgart, you don't ever see boxes. All you do is see manufacturing. And it really, really resonated. I'm like, tell me more. So he says, you got to go to Stuttgart, Germany. I'll set up a time you can go visit the factory and see if we can help get you to think differently about this industry. So we did. We went. We were going to go for 3 days. I spent 30 days. I spent a month. It was that overwhelming. And what I came away with is modular manufacturing. The way the 911 is built, the Porsche cars, they build all the components and they only marry them at the very end. So they work to get everything to fit perfectly, and it can be replaced if there's a problem, right? We all know if you get into a car accident, you can replace the part in kind perfectly.
Right.
But the reason that they do it is so that they can literally, they can sit there and take and and combined different combinations so that you can personalize your car. You can pick the color, you can pick the engine type, you name it. So I said, what if we could get this where a consumer could literally pick from a menu and dial it into their body type and sleep position and then nest the two things together so that it looks like one mattress, but inside you had totally different feels. So right. It's like a driver's side of the car and a passenger side. The days that I grew up, if my father wanted to push the seat back, the entire front row went back. Right?
I remember that, yes.
Today you have temperature control in all four seats. You have availability for them to go up and down. But in the mattress business, where you spend more of your time sleeping than you do driving, we expect you to sleep on one type of mattress for you and your sleeping partner. Mm-hmm. So that's how we got here, was learning about the 911 and how it's built. And we now make our mattresses where you have a chassis that comes delivered to you, and you have two different suspension systems that you pick based off of your body type, sleep position. And we have a comfort layer, and on top of that, the cooling cover. So it's super simple. It's super easy. It comes to your home in a reasonable way for you to carry it to your room. You open up. Think of it as an Apple-like experience. Like it's very intuitive. And you start that night. You start feeling the difference between you and your sleeping partner. So that's how we got here.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, this is actually a perfect spot for our next commercial break. So we're going to come back on Sleep Science Today, and we're going to talk about the future of sleep. We'll have a lot of questions about where you're headed. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, welcome back to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We're talking with Eugene Oletto, who is CEO of Bedgear, and we've been talking about modular manufacturing and making custom pillows and mattresses and things for you. So where are things headed? Because I'll tell you the basis of my question. We're starting to see a lot of technology out there. And one of the things, like you've been talking about, heat and how it impacts you. And a lot of my clients, for example, would be women who might have hot flashes at night, and then that wakes them, and then they have trouble regulating their temperature. And so now there's products out to, you know, cool the bed and different types of mattress pads and things. Where are you all in that, and what do you see coming in the sleep world?
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening, which is great. The big issue is certainly heat, right? I mean, this is a big deal. And the thing that people also forget are there is a lot of people that are not hot in bed, that are actually cold in bed. Mm-hmm. And so what I find really challenging is because people love to market problem solutions like, oh, everybody's cold, so that means every product should be cold. So we don't believe that to be true. We believe both sleepers should be able to dial in what is best for them. So with that in mind, we did come out with, and it's been out now for 4 years, we're going to actually bring it to consumers by the end of this year, and that's called our ambient bed. And the ambient bed was something that I really had a hard time coming to market with until I got all of these scientists working at the factory. And the concept and what we've patented is that nobody likes air being blown on them all night, right? If you put a fan blowing on you, it dries out your skin, bothers your eyes. It just doesn't feel good all night. And so a lot of these beds, they try to blow on you, right? So there's products out in the market. There's companies that have all these beds that are showing you air being blown. But it's not a very enjoyable experience throughout an eight-hour cycle. But the big thing that most of these companies didn't realize is that people sleep with each other. And if you're in bed with a cover over both of you, and you're blowing over a female that's hot and bothered, all you're doing is contaminating the other side of the bed because you have what's called a microclimate. The other people out there are putting vinyl covers with tubes running through them, you know, like and running water through tubes. The issue with that is you're putting a vinyl cover on a mattress. So you can lose some of the movement in the mattress. It's hard to get the comfort out of a mattress. And then you also have to run this every single night because when you lay on vinyl, if you don't have the heating and the cooling running through it, and the majority of the people that buy these cooling products, the issue is the person that they're sleeping with has to then turn up the heat because the cooling, even though it doesn't transfer over, you're laying on a piece of vinyl. So you always have to have both sides operating at some particular point. And then you have this weird canister that you have to put outside your bed where now you got a piece of equipment that is not decoratively nice. But people are willing to do it just because they can't sleep. So the ambient is like the perfect blend. What we realized is that our sheets are being used like crazy. We have Dri-Tech sheets and Vertex sheets, not only cooling, but they're focused on removing all heat and moisture away from the body and high level of airflow. So these sheets work on all of these other people's, you know, solutions. What we discovered is the reason that people love our product is because there's airflow. Well, I said, what if we reverse the blowing and reversed all this need for vinyl that they're running tubes through? What if I actually removed actively this stale air from beneath the body and the head? So our patent is not blowing, it's actually sucking. We even, our whole concept is, look, our beds suck and you're still going to love them. Meaning like, you know, playing a double entendre, right?
Right.
The reason for that is that if I was to have two people sleeping and I'm pulling the stale air from underneath your body, I'm actually taking the ambient temperature of your room. Even if your room is at 75 degrees and it's passing through your body at 98, you're going to get an instant feeling of cooling. And then I put six zones of radiant heat in the bed. So there's head, shoulders, / back, and feet. And what you can do is you can actually have the ventilation on and you can have the heating element on. And what's cool about this is it actually helps your muscles relax. Because, right, like when you radiate your muscle with radiant heat, it actually opens up your muscles, it warms them, and allows them to start relaxing, getting that tension out of your back, your neck, your shoulders, and so forth. So this is like a wicked cool product. And then it already has the 2.0. So we're coming out with that basic model. And by the way, you can still pick your body type and sleep position comfort. So it's not just a cover you put over your mattress. It's built into your mattress. So you get fit for the mattress and pillow, and then you get this ambient package, which then is the circulation and the heat. So it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it.
Wow. Okay. So, but that's not out yet.
You'll see it on our website in the next 30 days, and you can start to secure the inventory that's coming at the end of January.
Okay. Great. So, okay. So another question for you related to that is, I've been seeing more and more, if I go into different stores and they have, you know, pillow selections, these cooling pillows. Tell us what's behind those. Is it a special material? Like, how do they cool this pillow?
Yeah. Again, marketing is wonderful, right? Like, it drives us to go buy stuff. So there's a lot of different ways they do it. One, a lot of people spray chemicals. It's called a PCM. It's a face-changing material. They'll spray it on top of the foam. You know, one of the larger memory foam company that makes beds and pillows, that's what they do. They spray it. There's gel, these little micro gels that they put in, which are these like cooling gels. You can see them with some people put them on eye masks and so forth. Mm-hmm. The challenge with both of those is that the core of what they're attaching these chemicals to absorb heat and moisture. So if you don't have airflow to these cooling, you get that cooling sensation for a few minutes, but eventually you'll feel it heat up. So it's good if you go to sleep right away, because it'll give you that quick ah moment. But unfortunately, they're not going to stay cool all night. Our products are not going to stay cool all night either. Most people think that you buy a cooling pillow, a cooling this, and it's just going to be cooling, you know, dynamically, even though there's no plug-in, there's no movement, right? But what we've discovered is that all of that air that's getting incorporated into the core of the pillow, by us removing that through our patented gusset material, it makes a huge difference in the length of the cooling. And when your body is moving, like we all move a bunch of times throughout the night, having that airflow is great because it'll go back and rejuvenate the area that was cold before. What Bedgear is using specifically is in our fabric technology. So we're building it in. We're not spraying something. If you wash our cover, it doesn't get washed out. All these other products, like I said, if they're sprayed on, as you wash the covers or you wear the cover, it wears out. So there's different methods to accomplish it. We found the best is to have cooling, but have the optimal airflow, because the removal of the stale air is what gets most people in trouble.
Wow. Okay. All right. So then that brings me to, I guess this will be my last question, because we're coming up on our time here. But you spoke before about sheets, and I know that, you know, there's this common belief out there that the higher the thread count, the better the sheet. Can you talk to us a little bit about the realities behind sheets and materials and thread counts?
Yeah, I love talking sheet. I mean, talking sheet is probably the best thing that we could do on a podcast. And to be frank with you, thread count is all about quality. It comes back from 1,000 years ago, you know, Egyptian cotton and pure percale and all these other things. It was a sign of luxury, right? Mm-hmm. Like silks and wools and so forth. Well, if I gave you a high thread count shirt to go play tennis or golf in, you wouldn't be able to move, right? You don't get that built-in stretch, and two, it'd be sticking to your skin and you'd be overheated and ultimately not win the match that you're in. Mm-hmm. So what we recognize is that thread count is nothing more than luxury and to get a higher price for the product. We focused on weaving our material with either circle knit or warp knit machines, and focusing on keeping enough openings that you can't see by the naked eye, but we're focusing on how much air I can get in and out of the sheet material and away from the body. And that's our whole sheet of collection is based off of airflow, not thread count. Now, the hard part of it is getting the consumer to understand this, because there's not a lot of knowledge out there, because people just buy what their parents and their grandparents bought. But our technology is based off of all of the performance fabric that was brought to the industry of sports, right? And mm-hmm. So taking that, what we discovered was that fabric wasn't wide enough. So we had to build machines to be able to do wide enough width so that you have seamless sheets. Think about like a pair of yoga pants from Lulu or a Nike golf shirt. It's relatively small compared to a king-size mattress. So that was our barrier of entry, was that we had to create that, but it gave us patents. So our patents are based off of width and the denture of the yarn. Because if you make it too thick or too thin, you're going to be miserable. So we have just like the perfect slot, and these machines will build these seamless sheets that have optimal airflow. And then all I suggest is that your client, as they're thinking through this, or your podcast audience, is you can pick the material based off of the season. So we have a hyper wool that I love. It's my favorite. That's great for fall and winter. So instead of those flannel sheets that you sweat in, you can use our hyper wool sheets. We have then hyper linen. So it gives you that nice summery spring feel. We also have hyper cotton. And then we have our performance material from a called Drytech and Vertex, which are going to feel more like your yoga pants or your Nike golf shirt. So it's just a different way to, shouldn't be confusing, Andrew, right? Like, it's just taking the same concept that we've evolved our clothing, we've evolved the way we crawl around Mother Earth. This is really taking that and bringing it into bed so that you don't get overheated or too sweaty in bed.
Right. Wow. You know, this has been just a tremendous amount of fantastic information, the type of stuff that I think my audience really wants to hear about. It can help to improve their sleep. I want to tell everybody, so Bedgear can be found online at bedgear.com, correct? Is that the right place for them to go?
Yes. And we also have a store locator on there if it's something you want to touch and feel before you buy. We have retailers all over America and throughout the world.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Eugene, founder and CEO of Bedgear, Eugene Aletto. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. Please join us at sleepsciencetoday.com, where you can sign up to join our newsletter. We have a free sleep support group. We have a lot of resources for you there as well. And we look forward to seeing you on future shows.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Science Today and learning how to sleep better with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio. For more information on how you can achieve better sleep, go to sleepsciencetoday.com. Remember, sleep science today and sleep better tonight.